from Mondakistan to the Flathead, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Okay, this could be today's oh for Pete's sake moment. This could be one of the dumbest things I've seen yet here. Maybe it's just that I just spotted this story. So, you know, finishing up show prep here. Well, we're never really finished prepping for a show because you can never fully be prepared for a show like this. Doesn't matter how much preparation we do, you guys always bring something new to the table. But I was scanning through some of the local Montana news headlines here, and I saw this story from KTVQ Television. We're all humans. Billings Disability Group responds to Trump's autism remarks. And this has got to be the most absurd response I have seen out there. And here's what really makes it an oh for Pete's sake moment is that it actually comes from a very good organization, a very well-respected organization. And then you look at what the head of the Billings chapter of this organization says, and it's like, are you freaking kidding me right now? So anyway, let me just read part of the story for you here. A local organization, now let's just get right to the meat of it here. So basically, President Trump just yesterday, the White House, announced new recommendations related to the cause of autism, linking the disorder to the use of acetaminophen during pregnancy. So basically, there's been all these reports out, now they're citing these studies that say, hey, look, hey, women, be very careful about using acetaminophen, which is, that's Tylenol, right? I always forget which one is. Yeah, that's Tylenol. I'm always like, which one's Aleve? Which one's Tylenol? Which one's it? Anyway, be very careful about using Tylenol. Be very careful about using acetaminophen when you're pregnant, because there's a lot of indicators that that could cause autism. Now, let me just ask you guys, can both things be true here? Can you say, man, I'll tell you what, we really love people with autism. We love kids with autism. There's various levels of autism. Some are very highly functioning, and you wouldn't even know that they had, you know, this condition. And then there's some kids that really, really struggle with it, really are challenged by it. And we love those kids. We love those people. But, man, but if we could prevent autism, wouldn't that also be good? Wouldn't that also be a way to love people? So can you love people with autism, but also say, hey, let's try to figure out a way to prevent autism? Can both things be true? You guys tell me. You can call in. You can message us on the Montana Talks. Apparently not for this woman who is in charge of Eagle Mount Billings now. She's like, oh, well, this really shines a bad light on people with autism. She says this, we don't look at anyone as needing fixing. We're all humans. Oh, okay. Does this woman suffer from Trump derangement syndrome so bad that she'd be like, no, don't prevent autism. We want more autism. We want more of this. Are you freaking kidding me? You suffer from Trump derangement syndrome that bad that you're going to criticize the Trump administration for trying to prevent autism now? I mean, give me a break.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny skies across the area today, high temperatures will range from the lower 70s in Bozeman to the mid-70s in the Billings area. For tonight, we're expecting clear skies, overnight lows from the mid-40s in Bozeman to around 50 in Billings. And then Wednesday's outlook calls for more sunshine, with highs near 80 in Bozeman to the mid-80s in the Billings area. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Securing America.
The civilian defense leaders of the U.S. and Canada sat across a table at the Pentagon to discuss shared military goals. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth said his department's priority, repelling any and all threats to our shores.
And that's why developing the Golden Dome for America is important for us and a priority of the defense of the homeland.
Hegseth did take time to praise Canada's recent monetary pledge to bolster its defense spending
to 5% of GDP by 2035, which is incredible to see. a very strong step.
Canadian Defense Minister David McGuinty said that investment will go toward a more secure North America.
Building combat-ready forces, recruiting and retaining the best, modernizing critical infrastructure on 33 bases.
Secretary Hegseth said he understands both nations need to get stronger.
Now, I think it's incredibly important for the freedom of the Western world.
Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The National School Report Card is out. We're going to give a Montana-specific look at that story coming up on Thursday's Montana Talks. Wednesday, we're going to talk about the rescission of the roadless rule, a necessary step for forest health and public safety. Nick Smith will kick off the statewide show on Wednesday's Montana Talks. But first, coming up Tuesday, we'll have the phone lines open for you and what you want to talk about. Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk and be heard all across Montana.
Plan on flying? In order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID. Learn how to get your real ID today at tsa.gov/real ID or visit your local DMV.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself? Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad. Or the seriously smart podcaster? It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, let me just read some of the quotes here from this story. Because when I first saw this headline, I thought, okay, here we go, another Democrat front group. Because you've got these, you know, there's a fake phony disability rights group here in Montana. That's just a Democrat front group. You know, because they always do that. Oh, today, you know, we're being represented today. You know, they have the green decoys that are the environmental groups that pretend to be sportsmen groups. You always see this, like, this whole, you know, lineup of all these fake, phony Democrat front groups. So when I first saw this headline, Billings Disability Group responds to Trump autism remarks, I thought, oh, it's got to be that fake, phony Democrat front group again. But then it's like, oh, my goodness, has this incredible, you know, and we've seen this before where incredible organizations get taken over. Maybe they get a few bad board members and then they start hiring some folks. And then before you know it, great organizations have their reputations tarnished. Because, you know, they get some folks that come in with an agenda and want to start pushing their political agenda instead of just taking care of kids with disabilities and people with disabilities and take them out skiing and going out and, you know, doing great events outdoors. No. Now the people that now are in leadership now want to start pushing their political agenda. And so anyway, the executive director for Eagle Mount Billings, which has always been an incredible organization, by the way. I've been to some of their events before, and it's got an incredible backstory, incredible history of how the organization was started here in Montana. But anyway, the executive director of Eagle Mount says, those with autism are just like all of us. They have important ways that they can make contributions. Yeah, nobody's disagreeing with you here. And then she says this, I can tell you for us, we don't look at anyone as needing fixing. We're all humans. Yeah, we're all humans. Which means we're all in need of fixing. But that's another story for another day here. So here she is basically criticizing the president, criticizing the Trump administration because they're trying to help prevent autism. Is this really, I mean, you're seeing this from CNN and MSNBC. You're seeing this from the Democrat Party where they're making it clear that they really do not want President Trump to do anything to prevent autism in America. Now, when there's things like the abortion pill, for example, like we all understand their knee-jerk opposition to science and to medical data and They don't want young women, they don't want women to know that there are harms and risks from taking the abortion pill. A woman in Canada just died the other day from taking the abortion pill. They don't want you to know that. Because they are so in bed with the radical abortion agenda, and they want to ship these pills all over the world because they make a lot of money off it, and it promotes their anti-human pro-abortion agenda. So they do not want you. They don't care if women die. They don't care if young women are at risk from the abortion pill, because you can't talk about risks from abortion to the woman, let alone the baby. You can't talk about a risk from the abortion pill because they are all in on that agenda. They don't want anybody to know about risk. They don't want anybody to know about the complications. They don't want anybody to know about people that die from it. And we don't get it. We find it reprehensible, but we understand why the Democrats and why the left and why the liberal media doesn't want you to know the risks of the abortion pill. Senator Steve Daines exposed this a couple of weeks ago, and all the liberal media was lying in their outright headlines in response to it. But this one, the Trump administration is working to prevent autism, and you're complaining about this. You're attacking the Trump administration over this. This is an effort to help people. This is an effort to help kids and to help families from not getting autism. It's not saying that, oh, people with autism are bad, or people that kids are all that. It's not an attack on people with autism. It's just to say, hey, if we could have prevented autism, let's see if we can help prevent autism. I mean, my goodness. Think about every other, thing out there that you might struggle with, that your kids might struggle with. And if there's an ethical way to prevent you from ever having that struggle in the first place. Like, I'd love to hear. I know we have listeners who have kids with autism from a range across the spectrum. Maybe some that are fully functioning, you wouldn't even know it, to some that you are devoting your entire life now to caring for these kids. And they will likely live with you for the rest of their lives, all the way through adulthood. Do you see somebody trying to prevent autism as an attack on your kids? I mean, give me a break. I sincerely hope that, especially given the tremendous respect over the years for such an incredible organization like Eagle Mount, that there's some responsible members of that board of directors who would be like, okay, come on now. It's just like, anyway, give me a break. This is definitely today's oh for Pete's sake moment, but give it time. There's so many things to read in the news these days that will be the oh for Pete's sake opportunities. All right, 406-294. By the way, I'll bet that executive director probably has like rainbow flags in her Facebook profile photo too. Another early indicator of Trump derangement syndrome in often cases here as well. Wouldn't be surprised if the person attacking Trump because he wants to prevent autism in kids, it has rainbow flags in their Facebook profile. Would it surprise any of you if there were rainbow flags in the Facebook profile?
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. We could talk about government funding. We could detail the Senate changing procedures to confirm nominees. We could even tackle the Epstein files. But frankly, all of that would be boring. Especially when you could talk instead about UFOs. A special House panel recently heard from military whistleblowers who say they've seen UFOs. Quite the space oddities. GOP Missouri Representative Eric Burleson said, quote, "I've not jumped to the conclusion that I believe that there are aliens coming from another planet, but I'm open to that." Burleson showed an alarming intelligence video during the hearing. The Missouri Republican said it was leaked to him anonymously. He contends it reveals video of a U.S. drone firing a Hellfire missile at an unidentified object off the coast of Yemen last fall. The missile then bounces off the UFO. This means the U.S. is again in a space race. It's competing against adversaries to determine who can solve the UFO mystery first, and getting to the truth would be one giant leap for mankind. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
A message from FireSafe Montana. With the large number of homes being built in the wildland urban interface, it is the responsibility of the homeowner to use ignition-resistant materials. Many buildings in a wildfire are burned from the roof down. Consider using a metal or asphalt roofing material. The siding of a home is subject to extremely high heat during a fire. Look into the use of stone, stucco, or cement board. Contact FireSafe Montana for more information. This message brought to you by FireSafe Montana and aired by the Montana Broadcasters Association.
The week ahead.
Monday, it's the autumnal equinox and therefore the official start of fall. Also, Fat Bear Week kicks off. The annual online competition pits 12 of some of the largest brown bears at Alaska's Katmai National Park against each other in a bracket-style tournament. Tuesday, President Trump will be in New York addressing world leaders at the UN General Assembly. The president's remarks come as the Russia-Ukraine conflict rages on and Israel's military operation in Gaza expands. Also Tuesday, residents of Arizona's 7th Congressional District will be heading to the polls for a special election to fill former Congressman Raul Grijalva's seat. Thursday, Sean Diddy Combs will be back in a New York City courtroom where the former hip-hop mogul will argue for his acquittal on the two prostitution-related charges he was convicted of in July. The defense argues the charges should either be tossed or Diddy be given a new trial. And that's a look at your week ahead. I'm Tom Graham, Fox News.
It's time for the Daybreak Ag Report from the Western Ag Network.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, according to this week's USDA Crop Progress Report, winter wheat planting jumped ahead 9 percentage points last week to reach 20% complete nationwide as of this past Sunday, or 3 percentage points behind last year and the 5-year average of 23%. Washington State, Colorado, and South Dakota were leading at 58%, 37%, and 36% planted, respectively. Meanwhile, spring wheat harvest inched ahead 2 percentage points last week and now sits at 96% complete nationwide. As for this year's corn harvest, well, it moved ahead 4 percentage points last week to reach 11% complete as of Sunday. And the soybean harvest also moved ahead 4 percentage points last week and now sits at 9% complete as of Sunday. Meanwhile, the 2025 sugar beet harvest continues to chug right along. With more, here's USDA's meteorologist Brad Rippey.
The sugar beet harvest slowing a bit and only advancing to 12% by September 21st. Even with that, that's still equal to the 5-year average of 12% and ahead of last year's 11%. All four states have reached double digits, ranging from 10% harvested in Michigan up to 13% in North Dakota.
And of course, the sugar beet harvest is about to hit full throttle in other states like Colorado, Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this.
Wyoming-born and country-raised Ian Munsick takes the stage at the First Interstate Arena Thursday, October 9th to kick off the Niles Stock Show and Ranch Rodeo. Money or a jacked-up pickup line. Ned Ledoux opens for Ian on a night built for true fans of country music and the Western way of life.
That runs through his veins. Forever a cowboy, he will remain.
Tickets available at the Metro Park box office or metropark.com.
Every year, humic loss makes it harder for crops to absorb applied nutrients. Resurge from Helena is a low-dust granule that delivers humic compounds to improve nutrient uptake and plant growth. The Resurge granule's superior hardness and uniformity withstands pneumatic applications, allowing for even distribution in your fertilizer and across the acre. Energize your soil and elevate your crops. Contact your Helena representative to learn more. Always follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
Well, the American Land Board's Targeted Grazing Workshop is a comprehensive, hands-on program designed to educate and empower producers on the effective use of sheep for targeted grazing. Participants gain the knowledge and skills to take full advantage of lucrative targeted grazing contracts with solar companies. The workshop is presented in partnership with the American Solar Grazing Association and qualifies as an official ASGA certification course. And the next workshop is scheduled for September 24th through the 26th in Greeley, Colorado. For more information and to get registered, email ray@americanlamb.com. And finally this morning, it looks like the Trump administration is opening up a public review of the U.S., Mexico, and Canada agreement before the formal official joint review of the agreement next year. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative has announced a public consultation process in advance of the joint review. As directed by Congress, the USTR is seeking public comments on the trade agreement and will hold a public hearing on November 17th as well. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app as well. Dr. Marty McCary is part of Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s team, the Department of Health and Human Services. Let me pull up the exact post on X here to give you his official title. But, yeah, this comes via Rapid Response 47. Here's what he had to say about this epidemic of autism and the increased numbers of autism in America.
Well, any association between fevers and adverse outcomes in the fetus are attributed to the underlying infection that is the source of the fever and not the fever itself. And you did cite the 2024 study from overseas that did not find an association. That was one of the four studies that was not favorable. 27 studies did find an association. So I would say this, when you have an epidemic of autism exploding in our living generation, it was rare a generation ago. It's now 1 in 12 boys in California, and we have no known cause, and you have this overwhelming body of evidence pointing to an association. Why would we take a risk with our nation's kids?
Yeah, why would we take a risk? And furthermore, if we can prevent autism in the first place, why wouldn't we prevent autism in the first place? It's not an attack on people with autism. It's just saying, hey, if we can prevent it, why wouldn't we prevent it? All right. Let's see. We've got a great guest now with us here on Montana Talks. We're going to skip the Fox News update here so we can roll right into it since we're on limited time here. But TikTok, switching topics altogether here. TikTok, apparently, President Trump is set to approve a deal when it comes to TikTok being operational here in America. We turn now to Presley Baker, former National Defense official, former National Defense Fellow at the Ronald Reagan Institute. Presley, great to have you on the show. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so what's your take here? It looks like this may be a done deal now with TikTok staying in the operational in the United States. Are we going to limit the influence of the communist Chinese with this deal? What are you seeing so far?
Yeah, I mean, I think we are going to get this deal done. I'm impressed. President Trump said he spoke to President Xi Jinping on Friday for about 2 hours about the deal and that he's in agreement on it as well. So it looks like we are going to get to keep purchase American operations of TikTok and keep TikTok in the U.S. So I think that that's definitely going to go through.
Yeah, I'm looking at this Fox News Radio report here. Apparently, ByteDance, which is the Chinese company, would hold less than 20% of the stock as required by law, and this would be basically a new U.S.-based joint venture company expected to be majority-owned by American investors. So, yeah, I'm wondering if it may be time for me to finally get a TikTok account. I have resisted it all this time.
It probably will. I mean, we have about 170 million Americans on TikTok right now. So I think President Trump understood how important it was to the 2024 election and to the vote of Gen Z and how important it is to the distribution of information and of news to the younger generation. So I think he was going to do his best to really keep TikTok in the U.S., but while maintaining our national security interests and cyber protection.
Yeah, you know, for me, I was still in the military at the time as an Army reservist, and so that was a big reason why I didn't want to, you know, have TikTok on any of my platforms, although I'm sure the Communist Chinese are, have got numerous other ways they're still spying on me anyway. Heck, under the Obama regime, they got access to all of our security clearance background check information. So, but I know how powerful this platform is, and there's some businesses that really capitalize off of it as well, so I think they're going to be pleased to hear this news.
Absolutely. I mean, Oracle is going to be the one that's providing the security and housing and safeguarding all the data and the algorithm and retraining the algorithm to operate in the U.S. So I think it's going to be a good thing for America economically, but also in terms of national security and protection of our data. Because like you said, China has plenty of ways to find our data. They don't need this one too.
Interesting. Oracle will play a role there. Yeah, Oracle's got a big footprint here in Montana after they purchased the former Right Now Technologies, the tech firm that was started by now Montana Governor Greg Gianforte. So what was the threat, or what has been the threat of TikTok from your standpoint, other than spying on Americans, the influence operations? I mean, they would push this radical transgender agenda on kids in America, but they wouldn't do it on kids in China.
Yeah, so I think that the issue there is that ByteDance kind of never really confirmed, or TikTok never really confirmed their ties to the Chinese Communist Party. But I mean, we all know how the People's Republic of China works and how their economic system works. So there was going to be some sort of tie there. That was the biggest concern. And I think President Trump found a way to maintain the charm that TikTok has with the algorithm, but keep it in American hands this time and keep American data here on the homeland. So it's going to be interesting, especially to see who exactly is going to be investing in this.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I know Charlie Kirk, you know, he took the risk of being on a platform like that, like he took so many other risks, because he knew how important it was to be able to communicate with young people through that platform. Presley Baker, former National Defense Fellow at the Ronald Reagan Institute, you're the co-host of the Casual Critics podcast. What have you been talking about lately on your Casual Critics podcast, and what's your podcast all about here with about a minute or so to go?
So we recently just changed the name to The Baker Take, but didn't change the content at all. So we're really focusing on the same things we're kind of talking about here, but the political changes in the world and President Trump, how he's driving certain things in American politics. But also we're from Dallas, Texas, so we have to talk about football a little bit and sports and other things with pop culture and life. So it's really a good mix of politics with the rest of the things that life has to offer.
Yeah, that's great. Shake and Bake with The Baker. What's the new name of it again now?
The Baker Take.
The Baker Take. Shake and Bake. Shake and Bake with The Baker Take. Another phrase. You can throw that one in the trash can there. Well, it's great to have you here on Montana Talks. 30 seconds to go. What else do you want to tell folks across Montana?
You know, I think that no one needs to be afraid of TikTok once this goes through. That's my biggest point on here, is that I don't think President Trump would be keeping TikTok around if he thought it would be a national security concern after the sale. So,
just what I need, another stinking app on my phone. Thanks a lot, Presley. Thanks a lot, President.
Thanks for having me.
No, thank you. Thanks so much. Great to have you on the show. All right, quick break. Phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app. Actually, this timing might work out well, because we're getting pretty close to launching a video podcast here. A little bit down the road. Stand by for that one. You heard it here first. All right, quick break. Let me check the app messages during the break here.
Riverside Contracting.
Said you'd never buy your kid candy from the checkout aisle or forget extra diapers. You'd never lick your thumb to clean their face. Never, ever become a minivan mom. So when you say you'd never leave your child in a hot car, know it can happen. Cars get hot fast, and kids can be at risk in temperatures as low as 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see here. Yeah, we got some messages that came in here on the Montana Talks app. John in Bozeman says this. Good morning, Aaron. I bet this Eagle Mount director is a big anti-RFK-er also, huh? Wouldn't surprise me, John. You know, I can't confirm nor deny whether or not this Eagle Mount executive director who is mad at President Trump for trying to prevent autism in kids, apparently. I'm telling you, this is the old for Pete's sake moment. You're mad at Donald Trump because he's trying to prevent autism in kids. Would you please go back to your office and before you hit send on your email, before you hit publish on that Facebook post, would you just think about what you're actually saying here? You're mad at RFK Jr. and you're mad at President Trump because they want to prevent autism in kids. Oh, my goodness. It's like, you know, with a show like this, there's really no time to react. You know, sometimes, you know, we're just having conversations. And so, you know, there's always a tension to be like, okay, hey, you know. But I'm sorry, like, you know, if you were the executive director for an organization, especially such an organization with such a good reputation like that, you'd think you would take the time to say, you know what, I'm going to think before I respond. You know, before I do this interview with this TV station, I'm going to think about what I'm going to say here. My goodness. But yeah, wouldn't surprise me. I can't confirm or deny if the executive director for Eagle Mount Billings is anti-RFK Jr. Would not surprise me in the least. Now, I did do a little bit of a recon on a Facebook profile that also happens to have rainbow flags, and I did notice a anti-RFK Jr. post a little further down. But you got to confirm these things. You got to verify these things. You got to reach out. Hey, is this your Facebook profile? Is this you? Same person here? Because, you know, that's what you got to do. You got to verify things. You got to be accurate. You know, all those things that the liberal media mob refuses to do. Right, John? But would that surprise me if this person is anti-RFK? Now, Bruce and Ennis, this is an interesting angle that Bruce and Ennis has to say here. Bruce says this, good morning, Aaron. It's not politics. It's about money. If we can prevent autism, their money flow stops. Remember, these people make millions. They are not volunteering. It's interesting what Bruce says there. Like, okay, if you're somebody who helps people with autism and you're criticizing somebody who's trying to prevent autism, again, Bruce here says it's about money. If we can prevent autism, their money flow stops. Now, why is what Bruce has to say there so interesting? Now, I sincerely hope that the executive director for this organization is not making the amount of money that the recently fired head of the Montana Rescue Mission, you know, the homeless shelter in Billings, was making. If you guys heard my rant yesterday, $275,000 a year is how much money the head of the homeless shelter in Billings, Montana, was making. Not even New York City, like Billings, Montana. That would be outrageous if you were in New York City running a homeless shelter making nearly $300,000 a year. This is in Billings, Montana. He was making $275,000 a year. And by the way, good job by KTVQ Television for reporting that angle and reporting that fact. Apparently, two more people just got fired as well. But $275,000 a year to rent. And that was my rant with Evelyn Pyburn yesterday. Was like, man, you got these people that are, oh, I just work for a lowly nonprofit. Oh, look at how great I am. So much better than all of you. Because I work for a lonely nonprofit. I'm a public servant. They're making a boatload more money than most of us are making. And they act like they're these poor, downtrodden public servants. My goodness. And so I doubt this is the case here, but I am more than willing to admit that I could be wrong here. I doubt that's the case that you're seeing that outrageous or of a salary in this case. And look, let me also say this too. Look, when it comes to nonprofit organizations, I would also say that, look, if you want a professional organization that does a good job, at some point you do have to hire people and you have to provide a good salary and benefits, right? Because, look, not everybody can afford to be a full-time volunteer. They got to put food on the table and pay for housing in places like Bozeman and you know, in Billings too, frankly, like everybody else. And so I think there also can be a certain element of hysteria in America where you have people, you know, who don't think that anybody running any organization should ever make any money at all whatsoever, and then it ends up running organizations into the ground. But seriously, $275,000 to run a freaking homeless shelter. Now, apparently he ran two other organizations as well, so he was running three different organizations, but it's like, well, if you're doing that, you're obviously not dedicating all of your time to the rescue mission, and it's just like, give me a freaking break. Anyway, Tim in Savage here on the phone lines. Tim, good to hear from you. What's your thoughts this morning?
I felt the same way yesterday when I started seeing the left just blowing up, and I guess there's videos of people on TikTok like guzzling Tylenol now, just drinking whole bottles of liquid of Tylenol just to say, look, I'm not getting autism. He never said it was the origins of it. It just, and yes, autism has been around for longer than acetaminophen, but if it's something that exacerbates it or makes it worse or causes, yeah, absolutely, it's worthy of some further discussion. But it's just like what happened with the COVID. Now, how come we're supposed to just blindly take the Rona shot and then let Moderna and all and Pfizer and everybody inject our arms without looking at it and considering what is the science behind it? But yet, when we look at some potential science behind things that trigger autism, well, no, we can't do that. It's just, I don't know if it's the money for Eagle Mount or what that is, but there is, it's always follow the money one way or the other.
Well, and it's just, you know, it's comical what you just remind us of here, Tim. It's like, oh, if Trump, if they suggest that maybe pregnant women should not take Tylenol because it could cause autism in their babies, now, no matter what Trump says, it doesn't matter what good President Trump does, it doesn't matter how smart something he says is, if Trump says it, they have to do the opposite. And we've seen this time and time again with the left, where if Donald Trump says, hey, you may not want to jump off that cliff right there, they will go jump off that cliff right there because Donald Trump told them not to jump off the cliff right there.
Well, and you think back, I mean, doctors used to recommend smoking, and they would tell women that it would ease morning sickness, and they endorsed it. And, okay, we are hopefully no smarter now, but this blindly following what people say without some analysis. I sent you something, I think I might have sent it to your private Facebook, but it says, Trump says don't jump into sinkholes, and it shows radical leftists all just racing to a sinkhole to dive in, because like you said, anything he says, they automatically jump in and say, we're going to do the exact opposite. Don't play in traffic. All of a sudden, we're going to have the radical leftists putting hopscotch here on the interstate.
Trump wants to deport murderers and rapists, and the Democrats say, no, you can't deport murderers and rapists. I mean, we could come up with an entire laundry list. I'll bet if Kat in Eastern Montana was listening right now, she'd have a great laundry list, kind of like what she had to say about cancel culture the other day.
So I got one more about our boy Gavin. They say, well, ice agents can't wear face masks now. But what about the Rona? How can they prevent the Rona? So now they're saying, you know, wear the mask, and now they're saying, take off the mask. It's like, oh, okay, which radical crazy idea are we going to follow today? Is what it comes down to.
They want to force ICE agents to not cover their faces so that they can dox and threaten the ICE agents and their families, but they don't want to apply a ban on face masks when it comes to people robbing and looting stores across California, or if you were a burqa-clad suicide bomber walking down the streets of San Francisco, they wouldn't tell you to not wear something covering your face, but they'll tell that to our brave men and women in law enforcement who are simply trying to protect their families while they protect ours at the same time.
Well, and the whole left is right now, everything that comes out of their mouth to me is grandma's old for Pete's sake moment. It's like, are you serious? Do you really even think about and listen to what you're saying here? Wear the mask, but you can't wear the mask. Okay, this science is good, but this science is bad. And the only common consistency on all of this is whatever Trump says is bad, and the opposite has got to be good. And that is the only guiding principle that they have right now. I mean,
that's
even
right.
AOC, okay, Trump likes Charlie Kirk, therefore Charlie Kirk is a hateful person. And
we got to hold that thought right there. We got to hit this hard break. Tim, you're welcome to stick around. If you can, stand by.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I don't know what Gavin Newsom is doing either. I really, at this point, it's kind of inexplicable to me. Turn around and I look, and what's the next thing he's doing? He makes a move to make ICE agents more vulnerable to attack. To me, this is the equivalent of in a way, you know, ICE agents want to keep their anonymity because they're being so demonized by the left. With attacks against ICE agents by violent leftists soaring 1,000% in recent weeks, what does Gavin Newsom do? I'm looking at FoxNews.com. He signed a bill banning law enforcement from wearing face coverings while conducting official business in California. Oh, let's put their faces out on TV for the public to see with all the rhetoric and this assassination culture we're living in.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
When was the last time you bragged about your wireless company? Like, did you know my wireless company gave away 1,000 American flags to deserving veterans and forgave $10 million in veterans' debt? Did you know that my wireless company raised almost $500,000 to prevent vet suicide? In other words, when your wireless company is pure talk, there's a whole lot to brag about. You can even brag about the coverage you get. With Pure Talk, they use the same 5G network, the same cell towers as all the big carriers. And guess what? The average family saves over $1,000 a year. You can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of data, $25 a month. That's saving everybody a fortune. Make the switch. It's simple, fast, easy. Just dial #250, say the keyword, save now. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250, keyword save now from our friends at Pure Talk.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny skies across the area today, high temperatures will range from the lower 70s in Bozeman to the mid-70s in the Billings area. For tonight, we're expecting clear skies, overnight lows from the mid-40s in Bozeman to around 50 in Billings. And then Wednesday's outlook calls for more sunshine, with highs near 80 in Bozeman to the mid-80s in the Billings area. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Death threats, protests, throwing plywood at Border Patrol vehicles, doxing agents, blocking traffic on Highway 93. This is some of what the deranged left-wing Border Patrol protesters have been up to in Whitefish. But is there an Antifa connection? I threw that question to Stacy Zinn, the former head of the DEA here in Montana. Her answer and much more, check it out, MontanaTalks.com, or get the Montana Talks app on your phone.
It's morning in Montana. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Thankfully, Tim, I'd say Tim in Savage, but he's not in Savage. It sounds like he's on the way back home to Savage right now. Tim, thanks for sticking around. It's always fun to catch up with you. I'll bet since you just passed through Billings a little bit ago, you might have cell coverage. You might pop off around Huntley when you drop down into that hole, and then you'll pick back up with us here. But I got to ask you, did you hear about Kamala Harris's new book and how, you know, she was on with Rachel Maddow and just got hammered by Rachel Maddow. And, of course, Kamala Harris had no response whatsoever for her comments about not having Pete Buttigieg on the ticket with her. But now Politico has a story about how Gavin Newsom blew off her phone call after Biden bowed out of the race. He said, hiking, we'll call back, and he never called her back. But let's be honest. Do we think Gavin Newsom was actually hiking that day?
If he actually went hiking, he might mess up his pretty hair. I can't imagine him actually doing that.
If he was hiking, he was like, oh, there's a lot of steps to get up to the French Laundry. It's a big hike walking up to the fancy restaurant. That was the hiking he was doing.
So did you get up at 12:01 a.m. And immediately start reading her book now that it's dropped? I mean, there's got to be some fascinating reading. I mean, can you imagine if she didn't actually have somebody else write it for her, how confusing that would have been if her verbal word salad vomit would have gotten actually down on paper? I mean, it would have just looked like a jumbled mess of words.
You know, Kamala Harris's book, I'll bet it was pretty easy for her to write, because I feel like Kamala Harris's word salad responses are like me if I had to write a 15-page term paper in college. And, okay, I got 12 pages. I don't know how I'm going to get three more pages out of this. And then that's when you just do the Kamala Harris, well, what is, what was, whatever will be. And you just kind of just make a bunch of crazy rambling stuff up, and you get three more pages out of it.
But some of the stuff actually kind of fascinates me. Does she really believe she has a future in the Democrat Party now with, you know, well, Pete is too gay and calling out these other people? And it's like, I was listening to a show yesterday, and what's the name of the book, 107 Days, and so the implication is that she didn't have enough time. Well, if she would have had more time, she would have lost even worse. I mean, the more people got to know her, the less attractive she was to be considered for president.
Yeah, I've got a great soundbite here from Jimmy Fallon and Dana Perino talking about Kamala Harris and Gavin Newsom claiming to take a hike so he could dodge your phone call. Maybe I'll get to that one first thing coming up here in the 7 o'clock hour. Tim, thanks for sticking with us on the phone lines, though. Great to catch up with you. Safe travels. You know, taking a hike. Hey, it's what we love to do here in Montana, right? In fact, I remember David Noble last year during the campaign. He's like, does John Tester ever do anything outdoors related? You know, like, it's the Montana conservatives that are outdoors folks. Do we ever see some of these Democrats actually do anything outdoors without it being a photo op? I thought that was pretty funny political commentary from David Noble last year. But, you know, speaking of taking a hike, that's what I love about having a family camper is, hey, if a couple of you want to go take a hike, you can go take a hike, and then you come back to your camper, which is base camp. If somebody wants to go fishing, somebody can go fishing, and then you come back to your camper, which is your base camp. And so everybody's got that base camp to base out of to do all sorts of fun stuff in the outdoors. I'll tell you what, if you don't have a family camper, get a hold of our friends at Brett's RV and Marine. They've got great people at great locations across the state, Billings, Butte, and Missoula, and they've got the largest inventory in a 5-state region. Think about this. This is a Montana family-owned business, and yet they've got the largest selection of boats and RVs in a 5-state region. And, still, I'll tell you what, we've had some great weather here in September. I just posted a photo on Instagram. If you go to Aaron Flint MT on Instagram, I shared this photo from Woods Bay. We drove the boat, the pontoon, to Woods Bay for lunch, and it's a fun photo that I shared on Instagram. But I was like, if you get a chance at one more lake day, you take that chance for one more lake day. Brett'sRV.com, Brett'sRV.com, or see him in Billings, Butte, and Missoula.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. Pretty obvious, right? You think different, talk different, but if you feel different, you drive different. So if you're high, just don't drive. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.